Bronx woman who punched pro-lifer apologizes but claims she was railroaded by professional antagonist. By Catherine Hamilton on April 7, 2025. The woman who punched a Catholic pro-life activist in the face during a video interview last week offered an apology online on Saturday while also claiming, "She railroaded me into all of this." The alleged attacker, Brianna Rivers, addressed pro-life activist Savannah Craven on Tau 23, in a post to Facebook, admitting she was wrong for socking her in the face while also accusing her of pushing this one-sided narrative, the New York Post reported. "To Savannah, I sincerely apologize but cannot sit around and allow you to continue pushing this one-sided narrative. I understand hands being put on someone is never the answer. But throwing rocks and hiding hands is worse," Rivers wrote. "She knows the truth and she needs to release the footage in its entirety. Savannah is a professional antagonist, not a reporter, and the truth will be told." The social media post also included the picture of a note accusing Ontau of intentionally antagonizing her during the street interview in Harlem. "I need a platform to share my side of events. She has 7 million views making me out to be a child-killing monster when she knows the truth. She railroaded me into all of this," Rivers wrote. "She needs to release the unedited footage with her relentless antagonization on a subject that is very touchy. I will not allow my image to be defamed by this woman's actions. Anyone who knows me knows how respectful I am. I don't even litter. There's no way you believe I'm punching people for disagreeing with my POV," she continued. Rivers did not respond to the post's request for comment. Craven on Tau reported the assault to police and admitted to provoking River, the post reported, citing authorities. An NYPD spokesperson told Breitbart News on Monday that no one has been arrested and that the incident is under investigation. Catholic news agency, CNA, reported that Craven on Tau has worked for years as a pro-life advocate and regularly does street interviews for her YouTube channel and various organizations. When the attack happened, Craven on Tau was working with Live Action as a pro-life reporter. Live Action shared footage of the assault, and Live Action president Lila Rose shared a picture of Craven on Tau with blood streaming down her face after the attack. The incident occurred at around 6:05 p.m. on April 3 near W 126th Street and Lenox Avenue, where an individual did strike the 23-year-old female victim with a closed fist, causing a laceration, according to NYPD. According to Live Action, the woman, later identified by the post as Rivers, allegedly at one point during the interview stated, "You don't understand the magnitude of having a child." Craven on Tau replied, "I'm not the one who admitted they would be okay with killing babies in foster care and killing children that had been abused," before Rivers allegedly struck her face and walked off. Craven on Tau told CNA she had absolutely no time to see that it was coming. Craven on Tau's husband, Henry, said he allegedly protected her from further attacks and the woman walked away, according to the report. The pair called the police, although the alleged assailant could not be located at the time. Craven on Tau went to the hospital where she received 2 stitches. She said she is raising money for a security fund through her YouTube channel. Craven on Tau expressed sympathy for the woman who struck her, saying, "I know that that woman was hurting inside. And that's why I still want to pray for her, and that she finds peace with herself," she told CNA, replying absolutely not when asked if the attack will deter her from future pro-life work. Craven on Tau told the Post she is mentally struggling and having a lot of stress and flashbacks of the attack. "Every time I go on my phone and I open any social media, I see the video of myself being assaulted. And it's like I go back to the moment. It's terrifying," she said. Catherine Hamilton is a political reporter for Breitbart News. You can follow her on X @thecot_Hamilton.